Edmonton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Groves was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crimes and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. Brown County Circuit Court needs help. So Brown County Circuit Court officials and state lawmakers are proposing an expansion of operations with two new judges, three assistant district attorneys, two court reporters, and additional staff. State Representative Ben Franklin said pending cases that are two or more years old are up over 6,000 over the last decade in Brown County. That's an increase that surpassed Milwaukee and Dane counties combined. A jury was seated in Milwaukee yesterday for the trial of Maxwell Anderson. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
He's accused of killing 19-year-old Sade Robinson during a first date in April of last year. Prosecutors allege Anderson killed Robinson, scattered her remains across multiple locations, and set her car on fire. The trial is expected to go on for several weeks.
The jury pool of 12 jurors and three alternates is made up of 12 women and three men. Before jury selection began, prosecutors added a charge of hiding a corpse to the case. Opening statements are expected to begin today. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
And NFL. Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about priorities Wisconsin might have in the state budget. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Hamburger Day.
Yeah, that's true. Do you see all the specials? Like Burger King, you know, and all over the country, not just here.
Okay, can I have my morning biatch?
What, we
you
aren't
sure
changing
can.
Anything? It's been a year and a half, 2 years. Go ahead.
Real funny, Todd.
Sorry.
I bought a sub sandwich. I'm not going to say where at all, okay? I bought a sub sandwich and a Diet Coke yesterday. It was so large, and it was big. Okay, how much?
Yeah, sub sandwiches.
$15.
Okay. John, I went to Anago, and when we stopped there, got half subs.
Yeah, I should have gotten, okay.
That was like $7 for a half.
$19.
Yeah.
Wow.
$19?
Yeah. Whew. I know. I was surprised.
I mean, am I that really old, cranky guy now? But it's just
maybe,
like,
right?
It's kind of shocking.
If you're not making it up.
The other day when it was $36 for some breakfast burritos. Wow.
Yeah. So just think, if you didn't have any money, the people, I mean, it's tough to shop, and we work with that at the community, but we take people, you know, when they're going to be moving out, you know, you got to get a budget. I mean, that's not number one, but that's one of the main things I got to do it. But it's okay to go to like Paul's Pantry and Nana, pick up some of the.
Absolutely.
And then we want them, they can buy bulk like rice and cereal, but you can't buy bulk like, you know, vegetables, because it's going to spoil you. But there's a way to cut your, and usually your food budget is about 15% of your income, about. But it's going up, and you're right. But they say number one thing, John, to cut expenses is stop going out to eat.
Oh, I know.
Because he talks about going out to eat a lot, doesn't he?
No, I went there.
But it's nice to do. But anyway, I'm with you on that food stuff. But you got to, there's some sales out there.
Good morning, everybody. Sending positive thoughts and energy to John today, says Vicky. Thank you, Vicky. Morning, fellas, says the Vin Man. Thank you, Vinny. Good morning, says Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
Wow.
So there you go.
I have to bring this up because yesterday after the show, just so our listeners understand, we typically, what we do is we cut a promo, right? And we get that on the air to say, hey, what's coming up on the show the next day?
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually, once you guys walk out, I go in and I clean up the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
So you're supposed to compliment.
Wait a minute. We cleaned off the counter.
We both poured coffee on here to clean up the stains.
We did a little bit.
So both of you spilled yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know it got cleaned up because I watched.
Mm-hmm.
But I came in after the show, and Mino, in your spot, there was spilled coffee on the desk and on the floor. So when did that happen?
After I left, I guess.
I guess not.
Yeah. No. Uh-huh.
You didn't. Do you remember seeing that?
He didn't clean up the floor when he spilled his coffee. I know that. So that could have been leftover. I don't know the stuff that you saw later. He did wipe off the table, but John, you didn't clean up the floor. That's true. I don't want to rat you out, but.
But he will.
But I will.
Hey,
I walked in and I was like, I literally said, what the bleep?
Yeah.
And then other employees came running in because they thought I was injured. And it was coffee on the desk and on the floor.
Who were our guests yesterday that might have done that?
Bill Jarts.
That was Jarts.
Yeah, it was Jarts.
Yeah, it was totally Jarts.
Wasn't it great seeing him yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, speaking of spills, let me tell you something that if you spill on your countertop is so hard to get up, it's incredible. Honey.
Of course, yeah.
I had to get like a paint scraper type thing.
How do you spill honey, though? That takes so long to get out. You could pick it up in time. You know what I mean? Like if you had a jar.
I've been using it for different things.
Right. I know you were talking yesterday. Yeah. I put it on yogurt.
Right. Yep.
Something else you said, but okay. Yeah.
But no, really, that's because I think Greek yogurt is terrible tasting.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
So I put fruit and honey in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I spilled. You cannot get that. I literally had to get like a paint scraper to get that up.
How long was it there? Because that's the question.
Not that long. A couple of days.
Jeez. I just can't. That's like.
If you wipe it up right away and then like with a warm washcloth, it'll come right up.
He dropped.
Just so you know. Oh, yeah.
Remember you dropped that jar of pickles in his living room or something? And then you just.
Jalapenos.
You didn't pick it up for like a day or two. You had to walk around it.
Overnight at least.
Or overnight.
You walk through it.
Jeez. That's like. Wow.
I got to be honest with you. I've had my window open for a week now because it still smells from that burnt soup, the charred soup.
I don't know if I heard that story.
No.
Story. You charred some
early,
soup?
It's a little early.
You forgot to stir it?
Yeah. That'd do it. And that stuff, that does it, go into the carpeting or whatever you have. I don't have carpeting. But
it is baked in there.
No, it is.
So actually, you know what I got? It was Nikki's big pot that she loaned me.
Yeah.
So I had to go buy a metal sanding sponge to clean it with.
Was it just a regular pot or was it nonstick?
Nice big one. Well, it's stuck. I don't know.
Teflon's off. It's a different color now.
Okay, another thing I read somewhere where vinegars. So I dumped a whole thing of vinegar in there. Now it smells like vinegar, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would take vinegar over that smell. Though.
Yeah. I agree. As soon as I walk in,
just drop another jar of pickles.
I know. Yeah, that'd overcome it.
That would work.
Today is hamburger day, as we mentioned.
You know, that's a great day. Isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, no question.
Hamburgers.
No, I know, but
cheeseburgers. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, there's a big difference between a hamburger and a cheeseburger,
John,
isn't there?
If I go through, like sometimes at buffets, they might have those, like you go to things, hot dogs, burgers. If there's no cheese, I pass on it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Me too.
I'll pass on it.
You know what I almost bought the other day at I think it was Festival. Must have been. I was gonna bring them in a box of White Castle. I didn't know they carried White Castle.
Me either.
Yeah. Those used to be good when we were traveling through different.
Well, we used to be drunk. That's what it was. Yeah, I don't think they were that good.
Or maybe something else. William said, hi, John. Good luck with your Mohs surgery today. That was invented years ago by a Madison physician. It works well, William.
All right.
Thank you, William. Was it Dr. Mohs? Must be, huh?
And that's what it's called.
Yeah, MOHS. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. And I put a thing on my Facebook about it. And Todd, I never would have gone if you hadn't like kept saying. But the thing is, like I said, when I walked into Purveya, I 100% thought, I 99% thought, oh boy, they're going to think, why is this person bothering us for a tiny little nothing? And that, you know what I mean? So what I'm saying is if you got something that pops up like that out of the blue, doesn't hurt to just check it out, man. Yeah. The smallest little thing, whatever, pop up.
It'd be interesting to see what they tell you.
Yeah. It's also brisket day. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, you like that.
I've never had it before. I mean, well, it takes, what do you say, 18 hours or something to cook?
Yeah, 12.
But I love that burnt part.
Oh, yeah, brisket's awesome.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Flip-flop day. I could live in flip-flops. Not even a question.
I don't like them. I don't think
really?
They're not good. Unless you've got really pretty feet and you're a female, I don't think you should wear flip-flops.
I don't have pretty feet.
Have you done pedicures?
That's what I would have thought.
Have I done pedicures? Yeah, I get a pedicure twice a week.
Get those little fish, the guppies biting off.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
But that, that's if you're going to get them, that place on the east side is a good place to get them.
Is it? You can get them here in town?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of places that do it, but the guy on the east side is awesome. I saw him at the draft, and he's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
You'd have to sedate me.
Oh, my God, John.
I can't stand somebody touching my feet, and I'm not even joking about that.
Kind of the same way.
Just
I don't even like it. Getting a haircut, which, by the way, you got a nice one.
I got a really
get your money's worth.
Yep, I got my haircut as short as possible.
Yeah.
Hunger Awareness Day, that's always important.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Senior Health and Fitness Day, all right.
Also that's for important. You guys.
That's
for
right, us. We're there.
That's for us. You know what, though? June 1st, I was 224. No, I mean no. May 1st. Yeah. It's 224. Today 214.
Weren't you 212 yesterday though?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went up a little bit.
Yeah.
That happened.
But you know what I bought a bunch of? Thanks for pointing that out, Todd.
Yeah, just the timing on that story was like, boy, did he. That, yeah.
It's okay. I gained 4 pounds over the weekend, too. I fluctuate like that.
You
it's
know what?
I want guys get, our
I got
age.
My book. When we first started, the three of us, we.
Yeah, do you still have that written down anywhere?
I had it, didn't I?
You did.
Okay, I got to find that because it's going to be 2 years on
in
June
like three 25th. Weeks, yeah.
Yeah, on June 25th. And I think it was right after that we weighed in. Shortly after that, right?
Remember like
that?
First or second day.
We had that scale in here?
Yeah.
I'm going to dig that up and see where we're at. So, okay, I don't have it in front of me, but I will find it.
But you know what I bought? Because they say not to chew a lot when you got the stitch, you know, to kind of scarring down. I bought this. I haven't bought this in, I don't think I've ever bought this. A big bucket of orange sherbet.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds good, man.
Orange sherbet. And then I mix in some raspberries.
Just leave it alone. Orange sherbet is like a winner.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like you forget how good that is.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't had that in forever.
I know. It was delicious.
Remember the old push-ups that you would get, right,
with the orange sherbet? Exactly. That was the best. Exactly.
But that's why when I make my shakes with Tang, it tastes just like an orange sherbet push-up. Mm-hmm.
There was a comedian somewhere where it was like people of our age, I mean, we basically ate sherbet, right? Orange sherbet out of toilet paper rolls. I mean, that's basically
that's
what you were doing with those
things. That's what it was.
But it's still, you forget how good something like that is.
There was never enough in those things.
No. Michael, we had to do a deep clean at our property where we did a remote with you guys. Mino spewed his chicken salad croissant all over the floor.
He did.
Michael.
And on the microphone.
Those are hard to eat, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Most people get it all over the floor. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Sarah says, add cancer screening to Todd's resume.
There you go.
Am I in the same
detected?
Am I in the same category as, say, John Kramer, who saved your life? Am I in that same realm now?
We'll see. We'll see how the test comes out.
You know what? That's a really good question.
I mean, you give. Maybe I should be elevated.
That is
a
really. If anybody, I told you guys it, but the whole story of what Kramer did for me in Afghanistan is amazing. Right. If he didn't answer his phone, I wouldn't be here. And I'm not even joking, not being melodramatic.
I'm not sure I know that whole story.
Yeah.
He's in later, maybe you can share it.
Right. You, though, Todd, we don't know if you've seen, we don't know how important his diagnosis was until you get the test done.
Well, yeah.
Well, the test is done. The test is done.
Well, he's got cancer.
I got the cancer.
But we don't know. I hope the doctor says, man, we caught this early. If had you been waited another 6 months, this could be in your bloodstream.
I never would have gone. Right. If Todd didn't for it, I never would have gone.
Yeah.
Because you know what the thing is, even though I put it on my Facebook, but hey, get things checked out. Let's be honest. I don't mean to gross people out, but when guys get older, they get weird crap growing up. You know what I mean? It's like, where'd that go? I wonder if that lump's been there all the time and I never noticed it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's to get a guy our age to go to a doctor, get a tiny little thing checked out, it takes somebody else to encourage them to do it.
So I went to see my doctor and I sat down. He comes and he goes, so what brings you here? I said, my wife made the appointment. He says, that's precisely why married men live longer than single men.
They make you go. Absolutely.
They make you go.
Yep.
And if you don't go, then they call because they got, I should have never signed off that privacy thing to her. But anyway, they call and get everything they want. So, and then they check you out and physical, whatever. So you're right. Because there's a lot of people, I've talked to people 10 years. But you've gone to a doctor in 10 years? No, I'm not going to go.
I agree. I'm with you. Terry says, Hamburger Day, count me in for the Drift-In Hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Those are a can't miss. Yeah, those are a can't miss. But like I said, we're at the right place. I have my granddaughter's and daughter the other day.
The best.
Can't miss.
That is, you know.
Wonderful waitress. My daughter even said, you're the greatest waitress I've ever seen.
Man, they got it going on there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're successful. They do weddings. They do funerals. They do just, and then they have that Taco Tuesday, which you can't even get a place to sit down there. It's just, it's great what they do.
Well, they
know what they're doing.
I said, do you
Sundays,
have the enchilada chicken? Soup? She said, no, I think we make it like once a month or something like that. I said, let me know. I'm going to buy a bucket.
Can you email me?
Yeah. I'm going to buy a bucket of enchilada soup. Yeah. Let's go back November 1973. Well, midnight train to Georgia. Get it going here now, Wednesday morning. Oh, damn it. I was so close.
You were close. Gladys Knight, 81 years old
today. Wow. She's still great, man.
Absolutely.
Still great. We got a great show for you, folks. Please stay with us. So Mind on the Mayor. Back after this. He's come to know.
said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said, "No, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck." I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high-adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Great song.
And even so, his old car.
1973 was a good year for music. Huh, Todd?
It was just a big blend, right?
Yeah.
Little R&B,
yeah.
Little country.
Yeah. Yep. So happy birthday. Gladys Knight is 81 years old. Same age as Rudy Giuliani. Both 80. He's been quiet, huh? Weren't you kind of expecting him to try to make a little bit of a comeback?
Oh, I don't think. They got him pretty good. They got him pretty good. Yeah, you know, wouldn't they sell his baseball cards and everything? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, he, no.
Yeah. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, 48, married to a guy whose brother used to play for the Packers, of course. What does she do now, Touch?
She was on TV. I don't know if she's still working
for
Fox.
She was on The View, wasn't she?
She was, and then she went to Fox, I think.
Okay.
Who was she married to?
Tim Hasselbeck. His brother, Matt Hasselbeck, played for the Packers.
Right, okay.
Marco Rubio is 54. Kylie Minogue is 57. She had that one hit, Locomotion.
She had that. She's had some hits.
Yeah.
She's big in the UK.
Didn't she have cancer?
Yes, she did.
And stuff, too, and she battled.
I believe breast cancer.
Yep. John Fogerty, 80. I'll tell you what.
Wow.
Come on, right?
Love John Fogerty.
Yep.
Love John Fogerty.
He was 40 when we were listening. Yeah. Mm.
But he sure blew up that band when they shouldn't have. CCR was so good.
But, I mean, think about it. The Beatles, same thing happened. You know.
I know.
That's why Taylor Swift's going to break all the records, because she's not in a band.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
if you want to hear a good story about John Fogerty and Bob Uecker, there is an episode of David Letterman where Norm MacDonald comes on, because, you know, he and Bob Uecker were really good friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he does a great Bob Uecker impression. And there was a night that Bob was, he went to see Bob at the ball game, and Bob's like, "Yeah, who's going to sing the national anthem? John Fogerty, you know, right?" And he goes, "I'll have John come up here at the 7-inning stretch and sing for you." You've got to watch that.
Did he really do it?
I don't know, because okay. Norm's like, no, 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 please, I don't want him to have to come up funny. And sing for me.
Oh,
right?
My God.
You don't even know who he is, do you? You know?
Oh, I got to see this. Yeah, I got to see. And you got to find, I'm going to try to find.
I got it.
You got it.
Yep.
Last night, what a Brewers game. Do you got the sound time?
I got it.
Okay,
you want me to play this?
Yeah, please.
Here it comes.
Double last inning off of Aroldis Chapman was rolled over the third base bag. Pitch to him. Fly ball deep right. It's going to win the game. Abreu's going back and watching it sail. It's a grand slam.
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness, Christian Yelich. He walks it off in grand fashion. The Brewers win it 5-1 in the 10th. How do you do? And the comeback ended with a yelly bomb.
That's cool.
Grand slam walk-off.
Nice.
That was something. That was really something. That was cool.
Was that here?
No.
Oh.
But they are, where are they?
That was in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
that was
Milwaukee. That's awesome, right. Today's the last. I was thinking that was the first game. Oh, wow. Today's the last game.
That's great.
Yeah, that was great. I really like it. Seems like just a really good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yelich.
Yep.
Remember what? You know what's funny? Who had a chance to be the next Robin Yount was Ryan Braun.
I know.
If he did, I think what he did to that guy was, I would have sued him for character assassination or something. Remember?
No, I remember. Yeah, no, not the details. But well, remember he got...
He had a positive drug test
right.
for PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, okay? And he had done the test on, like, a Friday, okay? So what the guy who's in charge, who worked for the Brewers, does, he would take the test, and then that Monday or whatever, and maybe I've got some of these details, but basically this is what happened. And then Monday he'd be bringing it to the lab or whatever, okay?
Sure.
Completely seals it all up with the you know... Dates it, the whole thing like that. He got an attorney. Ryan Braun got an attorney who somehow convinced the judge that it was tainted and tampered with. Because what's it called with police? There's that thing when you got evidence, it's the such and such of to make sure it's not out of control with anybody else touching it. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the term. And he convinced the judge that somehow this was tainted by that guy. The guy literally put it in his refrigerator at his house to take it on Monday.
Wow.
And so Ryan Braun just character assassinated this guy about he tampered with it. He did whatever. It's dishonest. What he did was, and the judge agreed with him. And then years later, Ryan Braun came back and said, oh, sorry.
Didn't really happen.
Didn't really happen.
Wow.
Boy, did I lose respect. Everybody lost respect for him after that.
Turn that on him. That's But it's amazing the power we give to a judge.
Oh, yeah.
Too much to one person.
That's why I'd like to be a judge.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. See, that's why. That's exactly my point. We have to, it's going to cost more, but we have to
I'd
have.
I'd be a good judge.
We have to have three-person panels. It's these guys that put judge. People away, and then the other guy doesn't put them away. It's like, come on. I mean, way too much power in a judge. Mm. Way, 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 way too much. That's more powerful than any politician. It's unbelievable, the power. That they have, and that's not the way it was designed.
You know, I had two things that happened. It was like in May, right before I graduated from high school, right before. I got in an accident that was no fault of my own, okay?
Never.
I told you a story. It was this was actually in the winter. The snowbanks up there are 10 feet high.
Oh, yeah.
And when you pull out, and there's a one-way street going this way, and I'm trying to pull out, mm-hmm. okay? And I couldn't see, mm-hmm. but I had to pull out far enough.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier in the week.
Yeah. Then I got a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. so I had to go back and see the same judge. And he's like, son, have you considered joining the military? Your life isn't heading the right way. Really? From a speeding ticket? But isn't that an old school? How many times do you think that judge said? He was like 80 years old. How many times do you think he said that in his career?
Yeah.
That was their solution for everything, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I don't know. I just think... I went to before the judge. I had three tickets. I went with my dad, which was great because I walked up there. My dad's name is Jim too. Walked up to the bench and I said, "Hello, Jim." My dad. I thought this won't be so bad. So then I had these three citations for something, and the guy goes, "The judge was very, very cool." Now that's where I like the power of the judge.
I was just going to say. It went Jim's way. The judge is okay.
He said, "Pick one."
We don't need no stinking panel.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
He said, "Pick one." Is that nice of him?
Yeah.
So I took the cheapest one.
I remember one time I went to fight a speeding ticket, okay? And I was in Alloys. I'm on my way to pick up Dom. He was like
tough
in kindergarten. It was going right over the East River.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was sitting at Ziggy's.
Yeah.
And it was going to be like 6 points or something. Mm. So I fought it to get down 1 point. And the judge goes, he's looking at it. I'm testifying. He goes, how's your record otherwise? I said, good. he goes, he takes his glasses, puts them down like this, and goes, and puts his glasses back. I forgot about a couple of things.
Oh, man.
He had it in his hand. He's like, don't scam me.
That's what they said. You know, just...
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Cellcom outage is being blamed for a Door County resident's inability to reach 911 early Tuesday morning while his camper burned. The camper's owner phoned Southern Door Fire Department Chief Richard Olson. That call connected. Olson tried to call 911, but could not. Both have Cellcom. Cellcom stated that emergency calls are being rerouted through other available networks during the outage, and all protocols are being followed. Video footage in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been released. Joanne Krulatz has more on that story.
The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
If you use Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and use the UW Health System, you can breathe a little easier now. UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with the insurance company. And officials say it will guarantee health care access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans and gives members access to UW hospitals and clinics, as well as the UW Medical Foundation and the Madison Surgery Center. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we visit with two powerful Medicaid advocates who share their stories and help debunk some of the rhetoric behind the looming Medicaid cuts.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
Not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll take another look at changes to SNAP benefits. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings, 9. Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here and a good look. Hey, Todd, I didn't catch that fully. What was that forecast again? Mid-80s, did she say?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Coming up.
We're going to hit the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Green Bay 59 right now, Appleton 59, Oshkosh 58, high in the mid-80s. Wow, partly cloudy with showers, high in the mid-80s.
Okay. No, that's 60s.
Okay.
Today's the coolest day, but then you
really
look
starts
at a week
up.
From today, it's going to be like 82.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I want to mention on our app, right? You can text us and listen and all that kind of stuff, but you can also send those voice messages. So now you can voice message the studio
and
we can play them back on the air. So
oh,
if you got
like
something
it.
You want to say to Jim and John at any time,
message it in.
I'll double check them first, of course,
all
before
right.
we hear them. But I would love somebody to test that out this morning at some point.
Yeah, please do. How do they do it, Ty?
Download
Put a handkerchief over the receiver.
Download the Civic Media app, choose your station, ISS or GBW, and then in the lower portion there, you see there's actually a voice message. So you press that, it records you, and you send it through.
Nice. Yeah, somebody do it. Come on. Sarah or anybody out there listening, Vinny, whomever's listening out there, Patrick, let us know. Right. It's also ALS Awareness Month. We're going to be talking about that today. That's always a very important thing. That's something we're very...
We lean into that.
We
that
want to,
passionate,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that... Man. And we're going to learn. We've got a doctor coming in today.
We're learning about Alzheimer's today. So ALS is ALS.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. You're right.
Yep. Don't we have someone coming in from
Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, we do. Right?
Yes.
Right.
But okay. It's also ALS Awareness Month.
All right.
I've got, and that's another one. I hope to go visit a very good friend very soon who's got it. And it's like, and my aunt had it. And it's like.
Well, how about, isn't that Tom Hintz?
I believe so, huh? It's kind of quiet. I don't really know. I didn't.
Oh man, he's in good shape.
Oh my God, he can still run marathons,
right.
Do whatever,
and just get a little bit of the
yeah.
It came on quick. I don't know, some of the stuff it seems like it lasts longer, but that was very unfortunate. That is, there's no cure, right?
No, I mean there. I don't know how many guys that played in the NFL have it. I mean Steve McMichael, Gleason, the guy. There's a big statue of him out in front of the after Hurricane Katrina. When the Superdome was reopened, okay, and it's like, oh my God, it's a real celebration. And I remember it was a Monday night game or Sunday night game, and he first 2 minutes of game, he blocked a punt and ran in for a touchdown. It's almost like, you know, we're back type of thing. And they actually have a statue of it out in front of the Superdome now.
That's cool.
And then it wasn't long after, diagnosed with ALS. Yeah, so many football players that happened to. It's incredible. You hate to say it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Brewers in action again today, taking on the Red Sox again, 11:35 on WISS, coming your way from Appleton.
Is that the best thing to do, 11:35, go down to a new, have you been in a new game lately?
No, but those are called getaway games, so they can fly, when they got to fly to the West Coast or someplace.
Oh, well, you get away from work.
Yeah.
I just think.
Those are awesome.
Those are awesome games. I haven't been there this year, but yeah, I want to go to a noon game. Much more enjoyable. You get back, you know, 4 or 5. And
totally agree. Totally agree.
Great.
Because I'll be honest.
We got to do that.
There's nothing worse than coming back. So I used to go to Brewers games. And if it's a night game.
Right.
Boy, that's a long. And you got to get up in the morning. That's a long drive back.
Right. Yeah. No,
so,
this,
yeah.
All right.
Joyce says, Hey, John, they are naming the ballpark in Navarino after Covey. That's awesome. My good, good friend. Remember I told you. Although, I'm going to try to find that tree I bought in his honor, too. And the one that's over in Midland, Michigan. Remember I told you that? But yeah. Covey from Navarino, he was like the mayor of Navarino or whatever title. You know, there's different, but
right.
What do you ran? Whatever. He ran the baseball team there, did all kinds of fundraisers. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy and a really good friend of mine. He passed away from cancer a few months back. Yep. Got a text here from Brian. Jim, would you say Tom Hintz was one of the most universally liked politicians in Brown County?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would. The guy runs for sheriff on a write-in.
Yeah.
And he wins.
Yeah.
County exec. Just people liked him. But he was likable.
Yeah.
I mean, he, Mr. United Way, he was so much into charity. He's the one who worked with that drug court for veterans.
He
started it?
Was very instrumental in starting that.
And yeah. How can you not like someone that, his heart was, boy, in the...
He was sincere. I mean, he used to come up to every Packer game up in the box that Ted Thompson gave me. And he would talk to every single game, every player, mm-hmm. or every player, every veteran. He would say, hey, listen, I'm starting up a new thing, or we're starting up a new thing called the Veterans Court. And he said, we're not only looking to help veterans who are getting in trouble, but also we're looking for mentors to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people who used to come to those games are like, you know, honestly, I'd be interested in that, in helping out. Or the opposite way of, I could use some help.
Right.
And that was Tom. Grassroots level.
Yeah, I think everyone liked him. I don't think he lost an election.
Not that I know.
No. He was he was well-liked, worked hard. Yeah, people liked him.
And you know what? There's a lot to be said just being an okay guy. Just being a good, you know what I mean?
Just a good guy.
Just being a good guy.
Yeah.
Just not having an agenda or having his whatever personality. And I bet the people he really disliked wouldn't know it because he would treat them the same way he treated somebody he really does like.
That's true.
And that's hard to do.
Yeah. Well,
that's hard to do. You should think about that.
Yeah, we're not there yet. We got to.
I beat you to a tie.
I was just going to say, we're not very good at that. I'm not.
But with this ALS awareness, if that's what he died of, that came on very quick. Because they meet at the new community shelter, the Veterans Court, every month. They met yesterday, as a matter of fact, they were there. And so I'd see him all the time. And, you know, a month goes fast, but to see him and he's fine.
Yeah.
And then die within the next 4 weeks, maybe I didn't. Wasn't looking. I've never looked at him like he'd have any health problems. The guy was always in great shape and always, you know, turkey trot and everything else. So
I'll see if I can find somebody who can come on and actually talk a little bit more about the disease
and the diagnosis.
That'd be great. That'd be great because that is one that
there's no turning back on that.
I don't know if you have to throw money at it or, I mean, get the most brilliant minds in the world and just go after some of these diseases like that. But.
Takes funding.
I know.
That's why we're talking about that right now. And
I know.
Some budgets are getting cut. And it's like, look, that money's going to research.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And not just the institution wins. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
You know, with research, if it works.
You're right.
But look at U Chicago. You know, my kid was there. They do a lot of research there, which I think is really cool because it's stuff that we don't even know what's going on. And they're working on things that is going to benefit us.
The University of Chicago?
10 years. Yeah.
Why do they play football?
I never went to a game.
They played St. Lawrence on time. They're not football players.
No.
And it's just funny. It's like these kids are all brilliant. They're all going to make, you know, they're all going to be doctors or whatever.
Yeah, they are.
Not great football player.
No. I didn't even know that. I didn't know they had a team.
I give them credit. They used to be a great school. Amos Alonzo Stagg was the head coach there. I think they were in the Big Ten at one time.
And we're talking about the same school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Down by the museum?
It's in a not great part of town, right?
Yeah.
You
jog 6 blocks, you don't want to be there. Yeah, it's that. Well, Obama lives down there, right? That's
Hyde Park, was it?
Yeah, that Louis Farrakhan had a place. There's just some very nice homes there by the university. I didn't know they had a football team. She never mentioned that either, I'll be honest with you. I never knew that till now. Okay, but anyway, they're a good academic school, though. That's
one of the best. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, another thing, though, too, is talking with the ALS type things. When you were a kid, had you ever heard of that?
I did only because of the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Oh, okay.
Right? They would talk about that all the time.
Okay. I didn't watch that.
I did.
I just did not like Jerry Lewis.
Well, I didn't. Wasn't a big fan of him. But
you know what? You know what's so horrible? You can find clips now of him. He'll bring out some handicapped little kid, and he'd be like, boy, you have to say, what did God have against this kid, huh? Look at how horrible of a shape he is in. How would you like to have a day like this guy? Man, what did God have against you?
And here's this poor handicapped kid sitting there, and Jerry Lewis is doing something like that.
Yeah.
He was weird. And I had a good buddy who worked at it, and they used to have to go to like convention every year. And
I heard stories about that too.
Yeah.
He was here. He was at the Carlton.
Oh, was he? Yeah. you just
for those of you
something.
That yeah, for those of you that didn't know that Jim just mouthed something.
Yeah, and his security guy carried a gun.
Really? Because so many people didn't like him? Was he here for the telethon or
no, he was here for he did a show at the Carlton. He was here for like I think 6 days.
As like a comedian? I mean a
stand-up? Yeah, he sings too.
Oh, okay.
I mean yeah, he's Jerry Lewis. His name is what sells out the room. But that telethon, I can't believe you didn't watch that. That was like
you
watched
that a little
Day
bit,
weekend.
But he just bugged me.
Yeah.
Well, he was in my favorite, but
yeah.
Well, you'd see Tony Orlando and Don. You'd see, Don Cashane. Come on.
Yeah.
Frank I'm trying Sinatra. To think of some of the other ones. Yeah, they'd bring
Charo.
Up.
Charo would come out, right. Do a little hoochie coochie coo.
Oh, my God. Boy, is that conjuring up an era.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, nothing conjures up the mid-70s like Tony Orlando and Don.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
He's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. I always liked Thelma. Was it Thelma?
Yep. Thelma Hopkins.
Thelma was
she's still doing
hot.
Well, too.
Is she? Yeah.
I don't know if she's hot. Great.
What?
I don't know who she is. I don't know. I'm just looking at our intern here. He has clueless.
Completely blank. Like not even
like we're talking a different
zero.
Language.
Yeah.
But quite
zero.
Honestly, he's done that all morning because I actually called him about that earlier. He's like zoning out.
Yeah, you should see that.
Dude. Yeah.
Hey, I got a couple texts here about hamburgers. Where is your favorite hamburger place? But I'm not even saying today's National Hamburger Day. I'm exactly like you. I only want a hamburger if it's got cheese on it.
Oh, yeah. So
really?
So, yes. Oh, me too.
I mean, I like
I told Johnny, I was telling him, but if it was on the radio or not, but if I'm going to one of those buffets or picnics and these things, and they have, brats and hot dogs and hamburgers, if they don't have cheese, I'll walk right by the hamburgers. If they have cheese, boom, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yep. I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way.
No cheese.
Yeah.
No burger.
But you know what I'm going to, it's hard. You know what? Have you ever found pimento cheese? Like real pimento cheese? In a store.
Yeah, it's
hard to find.
Okay.
It's really hard to find. But I had that. I told you I had something with pimento cheese. That's the greatest tasting cheese I think there is. And I think that would make the greatest cheese for a cheeseburger you could possibly have.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
Getting two things, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you're coming over the 17th. I'm having a party, so I'll get pimento cheese.
You know where I first heard about pimento cheese? You ever watch the show Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah. Who's backing up with what?
Yeah, we're not coming over.
No, wait, okay. No, wait a minute. Oh, I didn't know about a party on the 17th.
I told you guys.
No.
Big Mouth.
Intern, did you know?
Did you know that there's a party on the 17th?
We had two guys from Big Mouth in here. The band director at Ashwaubenon High School. And then
Bill?
And then the guy that was just here. Rick. Rick.
Right. Rick from Big Mouth.
And
yeah.
They're playing at St. James Park on the 17th. It's a neighborhood thing.
Well, I'm out of town. I can't come anyway, but thank you.
On a Tuesday?
I'm taking vacation. I'm getting away from you people for a while.
As of right now, he's taking vacation. He just saw the new direct flight from Appleton to the Gulf Shores.
I am out of here.
He's going back to his place.
Well, you got a party on the 17th. Perfect day for me to take some time away.
I got to tell you, though, Todd. I got to tell you. I'm on this one website type thing where it's Snake World. Okay.
Snake World.
Yeah. Where you take a picture of a snake and people tell you what kind of a snake it is and everything like that. And it's amazing down in like the Alabamas and the places like these really nice houses, really nice whatever, not out in the swamps or the bayous. The snakes that come into their places down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, Todd, in Arkansas. It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not fun.
Way. No way. I'll take snow.
Was the
I'll
worst
take ice. I'll take
2 years of my
that.
Life down south. Worst 2 years ever for so many reasons.
There's pictures. People rent a place in Alabama, and the guy goes to pick up a piece of wood from his deck, and there's a water moccasin laying on the thing.
I called.
Pack up. Let's go.
To the airport. Let's go.
All right, guys. Take a quick break. We come back. We're attacking with the Dino Pitchka Memorial Softball Tournament with Annie Zalewski. Back after this.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
The old man is down the road.
Hey, welcome back. Come out on the mirror here on National Hamburger Day. Let's see what we got here. Brian says, this cheeseburger message brought to you by Schreiber. Okay.
Yeah, it's 2,000 employees, $5 billion in sales. Yeah, I'll promote them.
Annie, your favorite burger place?
Oh, it just changed.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a new spot out in Mishkat. It's called Thirsty Joe's. I have to give them a plug. They've got one of the best burgers around.
Okay, I get out there once in a while. Thirsty Joe, I'll do that.
Is that right in that main drag? Like when you go through Mishkat?
On 147 on your way to Two Rivers. Yeah. But I also have to give a plug to Yanda's in Ellisville because they have excellent burgers as
those
well.
Yanda's in Don't those just sound like good burgers? I'm going to Yanda's
for a burger. Gator. For Gators. Paul says Bourbon Street Bar, 821 South Broadway.
That
best
is good.
Burgers.
That's good. And do they still have, like, they're discounted, like, on Tuesday or Wednesday nights? That they have great burgers there. I'll give them that.
When we did the high school football game in Luxembourg last year, the Booster Club brought us up cheeseburgers. They were so delicious. He said they were from a bowling alley.
Oh, sure.
In Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Oh, are they thick and juicy and good?
Yeah, it's been a while. My husband used to work in Luxembourg a century ago, and he every once in a while would bring burgers but for supper.
Man.
That other place we went to, I don't know if I went with you, but is it Joe Rogers?
Oh, Joe Rogers. That's up, legendary.
In is that Brussels?
Dykesville.
Duval.
Our
Duval. Roger, one
of course.
Or two.
Yeah.
Duval. But yeah, those.
I still love going to those out of the way little places. Like, people laugh at me, but I remember when Frog Station was a thing.
Frog Station.
And you'd go in and you'd get a tap beer for like 50 cents, and you'd have some nice old lady there cooking right in front of you, yep. And the onion rings and the whole thing, and the floor slanted.
Yes, it did. That building is still standing, believe it or not.
I want to convert it back into what it once was. The pool table, if you took a shot of the pool table, it was so slanted that it won't stop. It just keep rolling the whole time, remember?
Yep.
I loved Frog Station.
Yep.
Yeah, just the onions fried.
Yes.
Those are great places. I love it.
Best burger we ever had after working a football game in Manoa at the bowling alley. Brian, bowling alleys used to be known for good food, weren't they? Todd?
I was just going to say yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, where's Manoa?
Manoa? On the way to... It's not on the way too much.
Kind
of.
A little west of here, isn't
it? Yeah, outside of Shawano.
Okay.
Wapaka County.
All right, so that's close enough. I could do that. There's another place... like in Stangleville, that neck of the woods, they have great burgers. I'm going to think of that because we used to go there all the time when I lived out there.
In Stangleville?
No, it's a little bit further down on like AB.
Remember he had that farm out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Had chickens.
But I didn't know there were any restaurants in Stangleville. I mean, they got the great meat market.
There's now. Coppertop opened up a couple years ago.
In Stangleville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's my favorite bratwurst, it's my favorite beef jerky in the world. Is at that meat market.
Yeah. Connups. Yep. Yeah. They converted the old Mary's Praha Bar.
I used to go there.
Oh, you know your stuff.
So what is Mary's? I used to go there quite often. I got married in that church right there.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, St. Lawrence.
Yeah.
Is that bizarre? It's like this huge big church in this tiny little town.
I believe it's on the historical register.
It's not going
anywhere.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
Like, it throws off the scale of all the houses.
It is. That's a beautiful church.
It is.
Who are those Germans? Bohemians?
No, Belgians, right?
Bohemians, I think. Okay.
But boy, they spent a little money on that
church. That's what I mean. Whatever year that was built, where did they get the money to build something that massive?
And that altar. I mean, if you've ever been in there, the altar is one of the most gorgeous I've ever seen.
Yeah. Wow.
I've been in cathedrals around the world a little bit. That's gorgeous.
It is. Yesterday, it was my 35th wedding anniversary, and we still go out there once in a while.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. But and that church, it looks bigger from the outside. It's not that big on the inside, but so you invite 150 people, it's packed. But I loved living out there, but the kids were little and I don't know, just whatever, we moved to Green Bay. Anyway, great area.
Sally B's in Wayside. Great burger, great wings, great Friday night for fish fries. Scotty B.
Sally B's.
I don't know that one. Well, I know where
Wayside,
they're going to have some.
Yeah.
I know where they're going to have some pretty good burgers. At the Dino Pitschke Memorial Softball Tournament.
Absolutely.
That's why Annie is here to talk about this. Annie, before we go to a break, give a little background on yourself and this wonderful veteran.
Well, Dino Pitschke was my nephew, and he a little bit later in life told his mom he didn't want to have any regrets. So he enlisted in the Marine Corps, and that was 2005, I believe. 2008, he was deployed to Iraq. He was in Fox Company out of Milwaukee. And in 2008, his Fox unit was deployed to Iraq. April 14th, 2008, the Humvee he was in hit a roadside bomb, and he was killed along with another young man from the Milwaukee area. And we got together shortly after that, and we run a tournament in his honor.
15 years, I can't believe it.
Yes, we can't believe it either. We're pretty proud of that, Mark. It's coming up starting tomorrow through Sunday.
It's a softball tournament.
We've got an 18 men's division, 18 co-ed division, a lot of good softball.
Yeah.
And the thing I want to talk about after the break, I want to talk about how I always try to make sure we talk about the person underneath that uniform. I mean, it looks phenomenal. It's dressed blues and everything like that. But I like talking about the individual himself, because when you spoke at UW Green Bay this year for a veteran spotlight, the story you told about the type of human being he was, not the caricature of the big, tough, tatted up Marine type thing.
Yep.
A really, really special person who cared for kids like I can't believe. And I can just imagine what he was like with kids in Iraq. So we're going to talk more about that and why we're hosting. You're hosting a softball tournament in his honor coming up this weekend. Okay. Andy Zalewski with us. Do I always mispronounce it? I almost said Zaleski.
There you go.
I know.
You
got it. I don't know why I always get that
That's
wrong.
That's okay. I'm married 36 years and most of my family still says Zaleski.
Back after this.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Groves was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.